Okay, so we're here at the end of Perek Beis of Brachos, Mishnah Chet. So continuing along the same theme of what we've been discussing, Chasan, Imratza Lekros Kriya Shema Laila HaRishon. So we said that a groom is not allowed to say Shema on his wedding night, and we said that he's really exempt for 4 nights afterwards, all the way up until Motzei Shabbos. He doesn't even have to say Shema until he consummates his marriage. But let's say you have a very pious groom, and he says, you know what, I really want to say Kriya Shema on the first night of my wedding night. Kore, the Mishnah says, he is allowed to read. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, however, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, what are you talking about? Lo yachol, lo kol harotza, lito Hashem ito. Not every single person in the world who thinks that they're so pious that they can accept God's name on themselves are allowed to do so. In other words, Rabban Gamliel is saying something very simple. So, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah seems to say that a chasan, that a groom, is allowed to recite Shema. However, Rabban Gamliel says, no. Very likely, the average groom is not pious enough to have the right kavana, the right intention, on the first night of his wedding because he's very nervous about everything that is about to happen, and as a result, he is not allowed to say Shema, which is fascinating because Rabban Gamliel, very famously, just a few Mishnahs ago, he did say Shema on his wedding night, and his Talmidim asked him, why, you're not allowed to do this? And he said, no, I want to do this. So basically, it seems to be that, according to Rabban Gamliel, as long as you are of the certain caliber, certain level, where you certainly know for sure that you're going to say Kriya Shema with the right Kavana, then you can say it, but seemingly, according to Rabban Gamliel, it's very hard to be on that level. Again, he was a self-aware person, he understood he was a holy guy, so he knew he was able to say it, but the average person, in his opinion, would not be able to say it. Again, as we quoted last week, Tosfos says that nowadays we don't really have Kavana in general. We try to, but on average we don't, and therefore to say on our wedding night that we shouldn't say it because we're not going to have Kavana is a little bit of a moot point, because halavai, we should always have Kavana. So therefore, in general, we do say it on our wedding nights. Again, this only applies to a first marriage. Second marriages would be slightly different, but again, so everyone's going to be saying it on their wedding night, no matter what. Okay, Perek Gimel. So, discussing, I think that this mission seemingly seems to come off the mission that we said last week about Rabban Gamliel, about how he accepted, comfort over the fact that he lost his servant Tavi, and so seemingly we begin to segue into matters of death. So the Perek Gimel begins Mishnah Aleph. Misha Mesu Mutalafan. If a person has someone who is very closely related to them, right, one of their parents or one of those seven close relatives, if they pass away and they're right before them, in other words, they need to take care of the matters to bury the body and so on and so forth. Patrimi Kriya Shema Minat Tefila Minat Tefilin. So the Mishnah over here says that you are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're exempt from the mitzvah of Tefillah, which means Shmona Esrei, and you're exempt from wearing tefillin. Now, what's fascinating is that in the Gemara, it's actually quoted one more thing, that you're actually putter, you're exempt from all mitzvos. The Mishnah seems to not have that in the Mishnah proper, but the way the Gemara quotes the Mishnah seems to have that text. The idea is that you are exempt from everything that you would normally be required to do while you are still taking care of the matters of your loved one who has passed away. Now, the question is nowadays, is this actually applicable? The reason being is because the average person is not really dealing with the matters of a loved one who passed away. Usually they call a funeral home, or they call a rabbi, or whoever they're calling, and the hospital, whoever it is, someone else is taking care of it. So usually people are not, no one's going out and digging in the grave, these kinds of things. So the question is, does this actually apply nowadays? In general, we assume that it does apply nowadays, that we still, for a whole slew of reasons, as many of us have experienced, and many of us we shouldn't know of it, but you know, at some point likely will experience, your mind is in a totally different place, and the idea that you would be required to do all these mitzvos is a little not so plausible. So we say you are exempt again. So there are situations where we say that doesn't necessarily apply. So for example, one of my rabbis once told me the story that they had a loved one who passed away in South America, and to get the body to be buried in America, it took like 3 or 4 weeks for the body to travel. So while that person is being buried, they're going to be exempt from wearing tefillin and davening for 4 weeks straight. So we don't go that far. We don't say that. But in general, a day, 2 days, even 3 days of a person needs to be exempted to take care of these matters. They are allowed to do so. Finishing up the Mishnah, Nosi Hamita v'chilufan v'chilufi v'chilufan, those pallbearers who are the primary pallbearers, the replacements of the pallbearers, and the replacements of the replacements of the pallbearers. So that's three levels of pallbearers. Eshalifnei Hamita, those who are standing in front of the coffin, and Eshalach Hamita, those who are standing in the back of the coffin. Eshalamita Tzorech Ben, those who end up being used for carrying the coffin, Pitzurin, are exempt. And those who seemingly don't end up being used for carrying the coffin, chayavin, they are required. So those who are involved in the carrying are all going to be exempt. Those who are not involved in it are going to be obligated in what? Obligated to say Kriya Shema. Elu v'elu pitzurin minat tefillah. But everyone whether or not they are actually carrying the coffin, they are all exempt from tefillah. One of the explanations given is very simple. Everyone's walking along. Whether or not you're carrying the casket, you're definitely going to be walking along with it. And therefore, you can't say Kriya Shema while you're walking. That's not, we stand still, we stand with our feet together. So those people would be exempt as well. Tomorrow we will continue with Mishnah Beis in the Perek Gimel.